And now the icing on the cake, the Uber steroid that makes it all mobile, wireless. Wireless is what will allow you to take everything that has been digitized, made virtual and personal, and do it from anywhere. The natural state of communications is wireless, argued Alan Cohen, the senior vice president at Airspace. It started with voice because people wanted to be able to make a phone call anytime from any place to anywhere. That is why, for many people, the cell phone is the most important phone they own. By the early 21st century, people began to develop that same expectation and with it the desire for data communication, the ability to access the internet, email, or any business files anytime, anywhere using a cell phone, Palm Pilot, or some other personal device. In the early days of computing, you worked in the office. There was a big mainframe computer, and you literally had to walk over and get the people running the mainframe to extract or input information for you. It was like an oracle. Then, thanks to the PC and the internet, email, the laptop, the browser, and the client server, I could access from my own screen all sorts of data and information being stored on the network. In this era, you were de-linked from the office and could work at home, at the beach house, or in a hotel, where, thanks to digitization, miniaturization, virtualization, personalization, and wireless, I can be processing, collecting, or transmitting voice or data from anywhere to anywhere, as an individual or as a machine. Right now, consumers are caught in a maze of wireless technology offerings and standards that are still not totally interoperable. As we all know, some wireless technology works in one neighborhood, state, or country, and not in another. The Mobile Me revolution will be complete when you can move seamlessly around the town, the country, or the world with whatever device you want. The technology is getting there. When this is fully diffused, the Mobile Me will have its full flattening effect, by freeing people to truly be able to work and communicate from anywhere to anywhere with anything. These steroids should make open source innovation that much more open, because they will enable more individuals to collaborate with one another in more ways and from more places than ever before. They will enhance outsourcing because they will make it so much easier for a single department of any company to collaborate with another company. They will enhance supply chaining because headquarters will be able to be connected in real time with every individual employee stocking the shelves, every individual package, and every Chinese factory manufacturing the stuff inside them. They will enhance insourcing, having a company like UPS come deep inside a retailer and manage its whole supply chain using drivers who can interact with its warehouses and with every customer carrying his own PDA. And most obviously, they will enhance informing, the ability to manage your own knowledge supply chain. Can you hear me now? The Triple Convergence. What is the triple convergence? The short answer is this. First, right around the year 2000, all 10 of the flatteners discussed in the previous chapter started to converge and work together in ways that created a new, flatter global playing field. As this new playing field became established, both businesses and individuals began to adopt new habits, skills, and processes to get the most out of it. They moved from largely vertical means for creating value to more horizontal ones. The merger of this new playing field for doing business with the new ways of doing business was the second convergence, and it actually helped to flatten the world even further. Finally, just when all of this flattening was happening, a whole new group of people, several billion in fact, walked out onto the playing field from China, India, and the former Soviet Empire. Thanks to the new flat world and its new tools, some of them were quickly able to collaborate and compete directly with everyone else. This was the third convergence. Now let's look at each in detail. Convergence 1. All 10 flatteners discussed in the previous chapter have been around, we know, since the 1990s, if not earlier. But they had to spread and take root and connect with one another to work their magic on the world. For instance, at some point around 2003, Southwest Airlines realized that there were enough PCs around, enough bandwidth, enough computer storage, enough internet-comfortable customers, and enough software know-how for Southwest to create a workflow system that empowered its customers to download and print out their own boarding passes at home as easily as downloading a piece of email. Southwest could collaborate with its customers, and they with Southwest, in a new way. And somewhere around the same time, the workflow software and hardware converged in a way that enabled Konica Minolta to offer scanning, emailing, printing, faxing, and copying all from the same machine. This is the first convergence. It is my contention that the opening of the Berlin Wall, Netscape, workflow, outsourcing, offshoring, open sourcing, insourcing, supply chaining, informing, and the steroids, amplifying them all, reinforced one another, like complementary goods. They just needed time to converge and start to work together in a complementary, mutually enhancing fashion. That tipping point arrived somewhere around the year 2000. The net result of this convergence was the creation of a global, web-enabled playing field that allows for multiple forms of collaboration, the sharing of knowledge and work in real time, without regard to geography, distance, or, in the near future, even language. No, not everyone has access yet to this platform, this playing field, but it is open today to more people in more places on more days in more ways than anything like it ever before in the history of the world. This is what I mean when I say the world has been flattened. It is the complementary convergence of the 10 flatteners creating this new global playing field for multiple forms of collaboration.